That's just life. Keep God as your help. Don't turn to self. And listen, we all do that, okay, don't we? We all try to find our answers in me. We all try to find our answers in self. We try to look in other places. And I'm looking out across this auditorium tonight, and I'm seeing two families, and I'm seeing friends that dearly love this couple and that love them, and that it's probably going to be a little bit of a struggle in the weeks and the months ahead. And I'll just let you know that. And it's not going to get easier. Even I was just talking to my mom the other day. I've lived here for 10 years, and she said it's sometimes difficult for her even to look on Facebook and see some things. It doesn't get easier sometimes, but I'll tell you this, is that one principle can remain the same, is that we can get through it all and we can go through it all through this one thing. If we'll never forget, it's not that they're my help or this is my help or I can help myself, but that God is my help. He is my help. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Now notice what he says here. Help comes from the Lord. This is just real simple. There's nothing real profound here tonight. But I love this word help. You know what the word help means in the Hebrew? It's a real cool word. It means help. That's what it means. There's no other. It's translated every time as help. Help, help, help. That's what it means. Aren't you glad for that? That there's nothing difficult about God. Is a very complex God, is He not? Can you understand everything about God? I can't. I can't understand the mockingbird and how He is able to sing all the songs that He does. And I can't understand the snake as he slithers along. I can't understand. We were just out the other day and I saw a green snake climbing through a tree. And how in the world does something so smooth, when you go to pick it off a tree, grip onto something so tight? Isn't that amazing? I mean, God is a complex God, but He wrote a word for us that praise God, that He made it simple for us to understand. He made it easy for us. He didn't blow us out of the water. Now, He says here, my help cometh from the Lord. Assistance, aid, help comes from God. If you were perhaps on a journey and all of a sudden you're in a war-torn land and you, by accident, by chance, and by happenstance, walked up onto an artillery. And thank God they were friend and they were not foe. And they were just sitting in the woods and waiting there. And you kind of went over to the commander. You said, can I pass through? He said, yeah, sure, it's no problem. But be warned, there's some enemies up ahead. But you're just kind of scratching your head. And you said, but you got all these guns here. You got everything here. Why are you not pressing on? Why are you not moving ahead? And he looks and he says, we're waiting for help. We're waiting for instruction. Or we're waiting for more artillery. We're waiting for more reinforcements. We're waiting for help is what we're doing. And God forbid that we are in our lives would ever get ahead of our CO, our commanding officer, God Almighty, and step out in front of Him and say, you know what? I think we can do it. I think we've got enough. I think we're okay. I've consulted with this person and that person and this person and that person. But here's the deal. Have we consulted with God? Oh, I have even looked in my own heart and wait a second now. Don't let anybody trust their hearts. Amen. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Never trust your heart. Trust God. That's where your help comes from. Your help comes from God. Every single time. Every single time. And I'll tell you, sometimes hope, it's going to feel like God is asleep. It's going to feel like that. But you know what? God doesn't go to sleep. He don't go to sleep. He never falls off and slumbers. He never does any of those things. You've got to keep your eyes on the hills. And slide and go off and get hurt and fall down some cliff somewhere to your utter destruction. I don't know why we do this as people. But sometimes in our vain imaginations, we think that if we really trust God for something, I mean, we really put Him lock, stock, and barrel, that God is going to do something really bad for us. I mean, I don't know why people think that sometimes.
Not every Christian does. I understand that. But we think if we just really trust God, lock, stock, and barrel, that He's going to send us to Nineveh to preach the gospel or something like that. And then we'll be thrown into a belly of a whale. And then all these bad things are going to happen. And all these, I've got to have to go through all these problems because I followed God. But listen, He says in verse number 3, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. God doesn't sleep. He's there. He wants your foot to be firmly planted upon Him. But you know how you got to be firmly planted on God? You know the only way to be firmly planted on the Lord? Stay in His Word. Jesus said, I like two different people. Some people that stand on solid ground, and some people that stand on sandy soil. And He said, the people that stand on sandy soil, do not heed to my words and don't listen to what I have to say. That's at the Sermon on the Mount. But those that will listen and heed to the Word of God, stay in His Word, are like those that will be on a solid rock. God does not want your foot to be moved. He doesn't want you to slip and slide around, go off down some cliff to utter destruction. He wants to protect you. He wants to help you. But I say again, He goes back to what He said earlier. My help cometh from the Lord. You ever been amazed by this, that the God, the maker of heaven and earth, cares enough about you and me to help you? The person, the God that spoke the worlds into existence cares about you. And you, and you. He cares about your problems. He cares about yours. He cares. He loves you. Finally, as I said, I won't go through all of them. I just wanted to hit a couple of these highlights. But I do like this one. His promise that He will never slumber nor sleep. This is really a twofold promise. He says here, it says that the Lord will never slumber. The Lord is thy keeper. He will not slumber nor sleep. He will not slumber is the idea that He will not rest or relax or doze off when your issues and problems come in your life. And yes, I did say that. Issues and problems come in your life. My mom's got a good friend of hers, and she found out the other day that there were some things that were happening back and forth. But anyhow, is that one thing that her friend thought was that my mom didn't have really all the problems that she had. You know, sometimes we can get disillusioned in that, can't we? We can look at their life, or this person's life over here, or this person's life over there, and we can say, man, they really got it together. I mean, their life is really good, isn't it? And we think that our life is bad, and we think that everything's happening to me, and all these bad things, and we think in ourselves that, where's God at? What happened to Him? Did he fall asleep up there? Did he miss my prayer request? I mean, I sent that in like a week ago. Did he not pick that up? I mean, what happened? Did he get lost in the junk mail? I mean, what's going on, God? I'm looking for you. Where you at? But God doesn't slumber. These verses are teaching us that God is awake and He's at attention to our prayers and to our cries. He is right there listening to us every single time. Never slumbers. Never sleeps. It reminds me of my wife. My stars. I mean, it's like that girl, it's like a pin could drop in the house. I mean, she's up. What was that? What are you talking about? I have no idea. I didn't hear anything. I know you've been snoring for the last 15 minutes, but I'm hearing something. That's nothing. Finally, I get up, and sure enough, there's something in the house. Something's going on. Some of my kids gotten up. A dog's barking outside, or something's happening. I can't hear it. And you know what, my friend, is that God's got a lot better hearing than my wife does. He can hear every single thing that you say, every single cry that you cry, every prayer that you pray, as long as you keep your eyes focused on Him. My help cometh from the Lord. Point to Him. It comes from Him. In the second word, He says that He will not sleep. That word sleep means to grow old in a way. It reminds me of some picture that people put of God. sometimes draw God as this God that is in a rocking chair with a long gray beard and just kind of rocking back and forth and kind of dozing off, like an old man in his rocking chair or his recliner that, you know, every time he sits down, he goes to sleep. Anybody got a grandpa like that, maybe? Every time he goes to sleep, yeah, my dad. Marshall raised his hand. Papa's watching Marshall, okay, so. He just kind of dozes off, falls asleep. That's what the word sleep means. God is not like this. When you keep your eyes on God from where your help comes from, listen, the devil's going to try to tempt you to think that God's not listening. And that's why I said tonight that this message isn't just for Joshua and Hope. This is for all of us. Because all of you are going to come to a point and place in your life where you think that God's not listening. The devil's going to tempt you. He's going to poke at you. And he's going to say, God's not listening. God doesn't care. It's in those moments that you must say to God, I believe you are here and you are here to help me. And I know you're there. I need your help. And I'll tell you this, you might not get immediate relief from all your anguishes, but I will tell you this, and I promise you this, not based on me, but based on the Word of God. I have nothing to say but everything because I say it's from God's Word. I want it to be. Is that He can and He will give you enough grace to live one more day. One more day. Say, no, I need grace for tomorrow. Sorry, grace don't, there is no grace for tomorrow. What do you mean, Bridget? I need grace this whole entire year. Sorry, there's no grace promised you for the next year. All the grace that you need is right here. It's right here. That's the grace you need. You say, why is that? Because you need to learn to live by faith like this. Step by step. Step by step. Step by step. Peter was doing great, wasn't he? I mean, step by step. Walking on that water. I'm not criticizing Peter. I've never walked on water before. All right? Step by step. What happened? What was he doing? He was looking at, he was looking from where his help came from. It came from the Lord. He was looking at the Lord. But then all of a sudden the winds became boisterous and the waves began to roll and he got his eyes off God. Have you ever thought about a phenomenon there? The Bible says it began to sink. Now last time I checked that I tried to walk on water, I didn't sink. I just went, poof, straight down, didn't I? I mean, it's not like quicksand or anything. Bible says he began to sink. He began to fall down in that water, sinking down, falling down. And I know what? That reminds me. It reminds me of our faith so many times that we're walking with God and all of a sudden the winds and the waves are going to begin to be boisterous all around and we kind of get off and we kind of go down. And what does it do? It should make us look back to God and say, God, help me. I need your help. What does he do with Peter? He pulls him up out of the water. And then guess what you got to do when you're in the water? You got to walk back across the water. Walk back across the water and got to move. My friend, Joshua Hope, tell him, look to God. He'll sustain you every single day. Now, as I said, I could deal with all of these promises, but I won't. Point is clear. Help comes from the Lord. That's where your sustainment comes from. Help doesn't come from yourself. Doesn't become because you got a strong back or you can ride a good horse. It doesn't come because you're a self-made man or a self-made woman. People that are self-made, that's called idolatry. That's idolatry. And we need some people. We need some people to stand up, some men and some women and some young men and some young women to stand up in the church that are not self-made, but they're God-made. They're God-made. They're God-conformed. And we need to stop trying to fit our lives and our faults and our judgments and our futures and our wisdom and our strength and to the mold that we want it to look like. I want my life to look like this. No. God's saying, get rid of that mold. We need to cry out to God. We need to say, God, I need your help. God, you're the potter, and I'm the clay. Mold me in the image that you want me to be today. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, whole and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You do that, and when we do that, we can rest in God's promises of protection, keeping, helping, preservation. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And as you go out, and as you come in, he says, I will preserve you. This time forevermore. May God remain your help. May you remain your help. Keep your eyes focused on me. Father.